Page 191. Identified in soul vision and soul sense, entering into her depths as into a house, all he came that she was or longed to be. He thought with her thoughts and journeyed with her steps, lived with her breath and scanned all with her eyes, that so he might learn the secret of her soul. A witness overmastered by his scene, he admired her splendid front of pomp and play, and the marvels of her rich and delicate craft, and thrilled to the insistence of her cry. Impassioned he bore the sorceries of her might, felt laid on him her abrupt mysterious will, her hands that need fate in their violent grasp, her touch that moves, her powers that seize and drive. But this too he saw, her soul that wept within, her seekings vain that clutch at fleeting truth, her hopes whose somber gaze mates with despair, the passion that possessed her longing limbs, the trouble and rapture of her yearning breast, her mind that toils unsatisfied with its fruits, her heart that captures not the one beloved. Always he met a wheeled and seeking force, an exiled goddess building mimic heavens, a sphinx whose eyes look upon to a hidden sun. Ever he felt near a spirit in her forms, its passive presence was her nature's strength. This soul is real in apparent things, even upon earth the spirit is life's key, but her solid outsides nowhere bear its trace. Its stamp on her axe is undiscoverable. A pathos of lost heights is its appeal. Only sometimes is caught a shadowy line that seems a hint of veiled reality. Life stared at him with vague confused outlines, offering a picture the eyes could not keep, a story that was yet not written there, as in a fragmentary half-lost design. Life's meanings fled from the pursuing eye. Life's visage hides life's real self from sight. Life's secret sense is written within above. The thought that gives its sense lives far beyond. It's not seen in its half-finished design. In vain we hope to read the baffling signs or find the word of the half-played charade. Only in that greater life a cryptic thought is found, is hinted some interpreting word that makes the earth myth a tale intelligible. Something was seen at last that looked like truth. In a half-lit air of hazardous mystery, the eye that looks at the dark half of truth made out an image mid a vivid blur, and peering through a mist of subtle tints, he saw a half-blind, chained divinity, bewildered by the world in which he moved, yet conscious of some light prompting his soul. Attracted to strange, far-off shimmerings, led by the fluting of a distant player, he sought his way amid life's laughter and call, and the index chaos of a myriad steps, towards some total deep infinitude. Around crowded the forest of her signs, at hazard he read by arrow leaps of thought that hit the mark by guess or luminous chance, her changing colored road lights of idea and her signals of uncertain swift event, the hieroglyphs of her symbol pageantries and her landmarks in the tangled paths of time.